This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I'm sitting right here beside this, the ultimate scout rifle. Or I believe it's the ultimate scout rifle. Sorry about the creak. I need to get another arm here. And it is, you know, half of the ultimate part of it is the Boyd's gun stock that was on it. So go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, Brett Kavanaugh is still in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, going off on him right now. I need to put out some feelers and maybe send out some probes and maybe some scouts, because I kind of think hell might have frozen over, because I just saw the senior senator from South Carolina lose his mind. if you saw what I'm referring to, believe me, that is quite uncharacteristic of old Lindsay. But I want to ask you a question. Is all of this repugnant and egregious behavior of the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee and all of their little enablers on the Hill, is this the Hill that they want to die on? Is this hideous, unfounded, but very well coordinated attack on Judge Brett Kavanaugh worth it? Because Trump's going to he'll nominate somebody else. He might nominate two more people during his tenure in the White House. Given the better than average chance that Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed by the Senate by the end of this week, it's not too far-fetched to imagine that the future Senate Judiciary Committee hearings will be tainted from the outset, clouded by doubt, much more nefarious behavior by Democrats, and punctuated with despicable vulgarity. And the problem here is not so much what they did, because all they did was waste time. They wasted time, which is the most precious of things. It's not something that can be replaced. And they grossly miscalculated, and they fell short. Yet, two, three women who were assisted by an army of lawyers and enablers and far-left political operatives crafted narratives that are not only devoid of any sort of detail, no factual evidence. As a feature, they have no corroborating witnesses. Not surprisingly, all of the witnesses that are named have categorically denied the allegations, leaving both of the accusers drowning in a sea of doubt and suspicion. And I mentioned this last night when I had Dan Walls on the show. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm stated on CNN that no corroborating witness proves the allegation to be true. Logic is superseding once again. The accused is guilty based solely on the repressed memories of the accusers who provided vague details of the completely void of anything verifiable. No police reports, no eyewitness testimony. Maisie Hirano, the one who got out there and said, what did she say? She declared the Senate Judiciary Committee a court of credibility based on the belief that since accusers have come forward, their allegations are true and they must be believed. Senator Hirano earned her law degree from Georgetown University. So if Hirano is the standard by which all Georgetown law students are to be judged, I will be checking the next time I hire a lawyer to make sure that he's not from Georgetown. Now, let's sidestep a moment to former Yale classmate Deborah Ramirez. If those lewd allegations aren't enough to thoroughly discredit the ongoing spectacle, degenerate porn lawyer Michael Avenatti claims that there's a third female accuser ready to go public who will accuse Kavanaugh and his high school friend Mark Judge of pimping girls for sex after drugging and liquoring them up. And she went to all the parties. Surprisingly, the chief legal analyst for CNN called Avenatti's claims irresponsible. His name is Jeffrey Toobin. He said, when he went on to say, is publicity seeking of the worst kind to just throw this garbage out there with no name? I think it's awful. For Toobin, and for all of the media and everything, this is the moment. The ones like Toobin that are getting out there and saying this, what this is telling you is they don't think this is the hill to die on today. They don't think this is the fight to the death yet, given the depth of everything they've got put out there, the depravity, and all of this just crazed, reprehensible behavior. There's no questioning the level of lewdness that the Democrats will stoop to in this poorly contrived attempt to derail Brett Kavanaugh. However, if they vote on him tomorrow and confirm him, Dan was right. This will all go away. This will be over. All of these, and what will this do? This will discredit anybody that comes forward. Now listen, these things do happen. Maybe not to the, I mean, some of this stuff is getting out there into the level of fantasy. It's almost like it's fiction. And yet we know that children are constantly being trafficked. We know that human trafficking is a gigantic thing. But this is going to harm legitimate claims. And this is all, this is the thing about Kavanaugh. One of the things they fear about him is the way he's going to read Heller. He's going to look at what Scalia put in Heller, and he's going to live with it. So when a assault weapon ban comes to him, at a, you know, Maryland or New Jersey or California, wherever it comes from, he's going to sit there and hear it, and he's going to vacate that law. He's going to vote to do that. He's going to vote for cert. And this is the thing they know, and this is the thing they can't stand, because if they can't disarm you, they can't run your life. In the name of the long game, this is why Brett Kavanaugh, who I had never heard of, had any of you ever heard of him? This is why they have tried to run him over roughshod. I've watched him giving testimony. The dude is trying really hard to maintain control. I still think he has nothing to apologize for, and he has nothing to explain. And all of this has just been a sham. And time's up, Democrats. Time is up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio.
Through the night.
This is Lock and Load. By the way, just a little thing out there. I had a column that was published in the Washington Times where I was telling everybody to watch out for Elon Musk because this was sort of a card game, you know, a house of cards rather. And you can just call me Nostradamus from now on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The utterly despicable charges leveled against Kavanaugh after he performed so brilliantly throughout the confirmation hearings are so patently false that it would be quite amusing just to watch the spectacle of the Democrats trying to support and defend them, these accusers, if the stakes in this game were not so deadly serious. They're deadly serious for me and you, and they're deadly definitely. I mean, more impact is happening right now for Brett Kavanaugh, for his family. Now we know from Brian Fallon, a Hillary Clinton operative, that the left has planned to destroy any person that Trump nominates to the court. So you have to wonder what the left strategy would be had he nominated Amy Coney Barrett. Maybe they would have reported that she had worked her way through college as a stripper or a prostitute. One thing's definite. They would have pulled out every sleazy trick in their little playbook to see that she was not confirmed either. And this is who the Democrats are nowadays. They will go to any lengths, no matter how seedy or illegal or fabricated, to ruin the people they fear. What kind of people do they fear? Well, they fear good, honest men like Brett Kavanaugh. People they cannot manipulate, bribe, or threaten to do their bidding. Who represents Christine Blasey Ford? Well, her name is Deborah Katz, a far-left socialist and Clinton fundraiser whose firm once represented Julie Swetnick, or as I'm going to call her from here on out, Curly Sue, the most recent and most ridiculous accuser. Swetnick is the one who, after she was in college, continued to attend high school parties where she claims that boys drug girls and then lined them up to train rape them. She went to such parties at least 10 times, told no one. Which, okay, I'll play your stupid game there, Curly Sue. So you're basically telling us you're a sociopath. You have no empathy for anyone. She told no one. She reported nothing, even though she might have been the only adult present. And that in itself pretty much proves that this planned and plotted smear is all part of an overall strategy to keep literally anyone that Trump nominates from ever being confirmed. None of these ladies, and ladies, you guys are victims in this too. But you are completely, none of you are remotely believable at all. Your calculated accusations are vague on purpose. It's sort of like trying to figure out the community standards. Everybody talks about, well, you violated our community standards here at Facebook, YouTube, whatever. But it is vague. They do these vague on purpose so that they can apply them to whatever situation they need to. So it's not specific, it's not in detail. And that's what this is here too. It's not something that's ever meant to be proven. It doesn't exist, it never happened. So it's purposely vague. Without any detail that might lead to any corroboration. No need to investigate because there's nothing to find. The next one, Deborah Ramirez, is even less valid. She had to be cajoled for 6 days to become confident enough to name Kavanaugh as the man who perhaps exposed himself to her when she was drop-dead drunk on the floor of a party house. When do we start believing what drunks say? Which is not to say that she is an alcoholic today, but if she's drunk, I mean, do people that are drunk, do they just have razor-sharp, high-resolution recall that I don't know about? Because in my youth, I had a few wild moments, and I couldn't tell you a whole lot of details about a whole lot of things. Now, Ramirez has wisely refused to testify to anyone. Who convinced her to speak up, though? Well, the same bevy of Democrat and media operatives tasked for months to dig up dirt on the cleanest man in D.C. So whom do they get to accuse him of, you know, of these made-up allegations? Most likely the most vulnerable, troubled women that they could find. Who else but persons of questionable sanity would agree to levy such a bunch of trumped up, unbearable charges against a man? They clearly they never knew him. There's, you know, and sadly, there's a lot of people, a lot of women who lie, and women who seek unwarranted attention, and women who are mentally ill and easily manipulated to do the bidding of others with contemptible motives. Guys, too. You guys aren't alone, ladies. Democrats found these three or four, and now they're using and abusing them. And the left today, which encompasses the entirety of the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, they have no scruples, no ethics, no moral sense. They defend the Clintons' criminality. They defend Bill Clinton's serial abuse of women. They defended Obama's anti-constitutional race-hustling activity throughout his 8-year tenure. They are completely corrupted now and disreputable. So in this new circus that we have of false accusations against Kavanaugh, if this has shown us anything, it is a complete wickedness of the Democrat Party and the mainstream media. So, you know, if you're a decent person, you should be raging right about now. There will be no blue wave. Of that, we can be sure now. Thanks, Democrats. You may think you were clever in mounting this monstrous smear, but leftists with families, sons, and daughters are not easily going to be led by your scams. They will leave the Democratic Party in droves. And Trump's right. This is a con game. Chuck Schumer is likely behind this entire travesty, along with an assembled group of financiers like the Clintons and Soros and resistors like Katz. And somebody's paying these ladies, I hope you're making bank. I do. You've offered up your stories that are so absurd and unprovable that just certifies their conviction that the rest of us are really dumb and that they think they are cunning when they're merely conniving. The era of judgment will be their undoing. Thanks to the awakeness that Trump led, America might win. The hearing is ongoing. But prepare to be vindicated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Well, we've been doing our Black Friday for years and years and years, and we love that. It's kind of a girls' trip for us normally, but this year we stayed local and just kind of trying something new.
Just one of the millions of Americans out shopping on Black Friday. Now, if you're not interested in Black Friday or that's not your thing, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and then Monday is Cyber Monday. President Trump threatens to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the situation starts spiraling out of control. USA Radio Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the caravan situation becomes uncontrollable. Trump telling reporters he will close down the border if people start getting hurt or if it appears law enforcement is going to lose control.
The president also tweeted, Republicans and Democrats must now come together with a major border security package. This is USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I just saw this pop up, so let's see if we can get the... This is Durbin, Senator Durbin, telling Kavanaugh to tell everyone to suspend this process right now. Let's see if I can share this with you. Let's see if we can get that to play there. Come on, let me have it.
Is it me? Or
no, that's an ad.
I feel the same.
While that's playing up, you know, there is no precedent for that ever happening. That has never happened in the history, as far as I know, of Supreme Court nominees where they said suspend the hearing and call an investigation by the FBI because, well, it's never had to before. Lots of Republicans have voted for these guys. Here you go.
Dr. Christine Ford sat in that same chair, and under oath, she said clearly and unequivocally that she was the victim of sexual assault at your hands. She answered our questions directly, and she didn't flinch at the prospect of submitting herself to an FBI investigation of these charges. We know, and I'm sure she's been advised by...
Which they don't have jurisdiction over.
The person lying to the FBI can face criminal prosecution. You have clearly and unequivocally denied that you assaulted Dr. Ford. With that statement, you must believe that there is no credible evidence or any credible witness that could prove otherwise.
I agree.
You started off with an impassioned statement at the beginning, and I can imagine, try to imagine what you have been through or your family's been through, and I'm sure I wouldn't get close to it.
Okay.
But it was an impassioned,
you wouldn't.
I'm sure I wouldn't. It's an impassioned statement. And in the course of it, you said, "I welcome any kind of investigation." I quote you. "I welcome any kind of investigation."
They see that as an opening now.
Right now, turn to your left in the front row. Don McGahn, counsel to President Donald Trump. Ask him to suspend this hearing and nomination process until the FBI completes its investigation of the charges made by Dr. Ford and others and goes to bring the witnesses forward and provides
that. There are no witnesses.
Hearing. Well, I'm sure that the chairman at that point will understand that that is a reasonable request.
Now he's speaking for Grassley.
To arrest these charges if they are false or to prove them if they are not. You spent 2 years in the White House office that approved judicial nominees. You turned to the FBI over and over and over again for their work. Let's bring them in here and now. Turn to Don McGahn and tell him it's time.
That's never happened. This has never happened, ever.
Investigation is the only way to answer some of these questions.
So stop the clock. This committee is running this hearing. Not the White House, not Don McGahn, not even you as a nominee. We are here today because Dr. Ford asked for an opportunity here. I know you did too as well. In fact, maybe even before she did. We're here because
that's
people
going
wanted
off.
To be heard from charges that they all thought were unfair, or activities like sexual assault was unfair. So I want to assure Senator Durbin, regardless of what you say to Senator Don McGahn, we're not suspending this hearing. Proceed to answer the question, or whatever. Or if
whatever you want to do,
gentlemen.
I'll just say this: if you, Judge Kavanaugh, turn to Don McGahn and to this committee and say, for the sake of my reputation, my family name, and to get to the bottom of the truth of this, I am not going to be an obstacle to an FBI investigation, I would hope that all the members of the committee would join me in saying, we're going to abide by your wishes, and we will have that investigation.
Nope.
I welcome whatever the committee wants to do, because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent of this charge.
Then you're prepared for an FBI investigation.
They don't reach conclusions. You reach the conclusions.
No,
Senator.
But they do investigate questions.
I'm innocent.
And you can't have it both ways, Judge. You can't say here at the beginning.
I wanted to hear
a moment.
Look,
I welcome
thing,
any kind of investigation.
This thing was sprung on me.
This
thing was sprung at the last minute after being held by staff. You know,
Judge.
And I called for a hearing immediately.
If there is no truth to her charges, the FBI investigation will show that.
If you didn't do anything, you got nothing to fear.
They might not.
Are you afraid?
Come on.
The FBI does not reach. That's a phony question because the FBI doesn't reach conclusions.
So
they just provide the 302s. With 302s, so I can explain to people who don't know what that is.
What?
They just go and do what you're doing. Yeah. Ask questions and then type up a report. They don't reach the bottom
this
line.
Morning, this morning I asked Dr. Ford. I asked her about this incident where she ran into Mark Judge at Safeway. And she said, sure, I remember. It's 6 or 8 weeks after this occurrence. Well, someone at the Washington Post went in and took a look at Mr. Judge's book and has been able to, the run that he wrote about his addiction and his alcoholism. And they have narrowed it down what they think was a period of time, 6 or 8 weeks after the event. And he would have been working at the Safeway at that point. So the point I'm getting to is we at least can connect some dots here and get some information. Why would you resist that
Here's
kind of
dots.
Investigation? Why would you resist that kind of investigation?
Sir, I wanted the hearing last week.
I'm asking about the FBI investigation.
The committee figures out how to ask the questions. I'll do whatever. I've been on the phone multiple times with committee counsel. I'll talk to...
Judge Kavanaugh, will you support an FBI investigation right now?
I will do whatever the committee wants to...
Personally, do you think that's the best thing for us to do?
just tries to maneuver him into a place which they do to themselves all the time.
You know, look, Senator, I've said I wanted a hearing, and I'd said I was welcome anything. I'm innocent.
Dude's been through six background checks from the FBI.
Held when it could have been presented.
Some of you have been through background checks.
It could have been held and handled confidentially at first, which was what Dr. Ford's wishes were, as I understand it. It wouldn't have caused this, like, destroyed my family like this effort has.
Which, that's not what the Democrats wanted to have happen. The confidentiality
will help all of us on both sides of the issue.
Nope.
Senator Graham asked for the floor, but before he does, it seems to me that if you want to know something, you got the witness right here to ask him. And secondly, if you want an FBI report, you can ask for it yourself. I've asked for FBI reports in the past, in the 38 years I've been in the Senate.
This is a travesty. That whole this guy, if somebody's paying this guy,
my friend from
nearly $200,000 a year to get out there and talk that drivel. This is, if that doesn't prove to you right there that their whole thing is not, they're not interested in the truth. They just want to stop this nomination, stop this process, and stop this nominee. Because what he's going to do, the change, that the one vote change that's going to occur when he goes in, it's not going to be a swing vote no more. It's going to be definitive. And there is nothing up in the air about this. There is nothing up in the air about what he's going to do when he does get confirmed. I can't wait. When he, my prediction of it, if he gets confirmed, you'll hear me laughing down here in the upstate of South Carolina. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The shotgun project is coming along. The scout rifle is just about there. And we got a special surprise coming on later on this year for two stocks that are one of a kind. And that's all coming out of Boyd's Gun Stocks. You can be a part of that by going to boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. Oh, gosh. Let's talk a little bit about the real lay of the land, shall we? What voters hate most about politicians is this maddening tendency to keep, or to even try to keep, or to even give the appearance of trying to keep their campaign promises. And in this regard, Donald Trump is a really, truly revolutionary force in politics, in nature, in physics. He's a veritable saint among the demons. Now, when you consider that, and you consider the relative peace and prosperity that we enjoy right now, how do we explain a presidential approval rating that remains mired in the low to mid-40s? Trump is the center of all political gravity, and he leads the GOP in the question of how voters really view him as a major factor in the upcoming election. See, we're seeing all these polls telling us how we really view him. Of course, nobody's asked me how I view him. We should be ignoring the polls. And we should admit to ourselves, and feel free to admit to ourselves, I'm not saying get complacent, okay? But the picture heading into the 2018 elections is brighter than it seems. There are at least 8 ways in which the poll numbers are likely exaggerated against Trump and thus the Republicans in general. Number 1, the pollsters are asking the wrong question. Every polling firm, aside from Rasmussen, appears to ask this exact question. Do you approve of the way Donald Trump is handling his job as president? Clearly, handling is a loaded term in the context of Trump. There are millions of Americans who don't care for his handling of things. They don't like that he's on Twitter. I mean, I've been told by I don't know how many people I know that they would be fine with him if he just out Twitter. But this largely speaks to demeanor and style. These same people are at the same time satisfied with his actual job performance and results. So it's not clear exactly what question Rasmussen asks regarding Trump's job approval. But Rasmussen reports his results in terms of job performance. Now, number 2, many firms consistently produce negative results outside the norm, suggesting bias. Could you believe that? Or a flawed approach. An analysis of the Real Clear Politics polling data going back to Trump's inauguration shows that Quinnipiac polls consistently produce lower results than other polls taken around the same time. The same is true for CBS, IBD, TIPP, Gallup, and to a lesser extent, CNN, CNBC, and Pew. Only Rasmussen consistently produces higher than average results. And that is probably skewed for us thinking that it's higher than average because the average is being falsely driven down. The questions that are asked, the ideological sample that is polled, and the order in which the questions are asked can all affect the results. And with the exceptions of Gallup and Rasmussen, who always poll exactly 1,500 people, polling samples from other firms always vary. Number 3, corporate media ignore Trump's successes, and instead they obsess over issues that could be used to paint him in a bad light. And it's always temporary. All of these things are always temporary. A recent analysis of corporate media's labeling of Trump's emotional state shows the regular use of terms such as angry and lashing out. 93% of corporate media coverage of Trump's first 100 days was negative. Recent coverage has been 91% negative. Nothing draws a crowd like a crowd. And the corporate media know this, so they try to create the impression that most people are anti-Trump. It's called the Bradley Wilder effect. It's almost certain to be in evidence in November. Voters respond to polling based on the current ethos rather than their own self-interest, but their self-interest produces a different result in the voting booth. Lately, I've been seeing Trump bumper stickers. A lot of people pull those off after the violent tendencies became a very vivid display after Trump announced his candidacy. And all of that violence and vandalism was meant to intimidate the supporters of Donald Trump, and the resulting fear to make a small public statement of support, like putting on a bumper sticker or yard sign, is surely an indication that polling results are also affected. Number 4, many polling firms sample the wrong people, registered voters or all adults. The only valid sample is likely voters. Those who stay home on election day aren't part of the election results. Number 5, Trump brought out a lot of voters for the first time in 2016 and brought back into action many voters who hadn't voted in years. These voters will be overlooked by the firms using any likely voter screen that focuses on a history of voting, and many 2016 voters were taking a risk with Trump. No one was certain what he was going to do. Now they know more, as do their friends and neighbors who are of like mind but sat out 2016. There may be bigger numbers. Some people are so outraged by bias reporting and leftist mania that they will be voting this November for the first time. And the leftist radicalism has driven many to walk away from the Democratic Party, like what's going on right now today with Kavanaugh. Number 6, the left is concentrated in population centers and a few large states. So much so that Trump won the popular vote outside California in 2016 despite losing the overall popular vote by 3 million votes. Take lopsided California out of the polling results and the polling looks different. Nationwide, the population concentration on the left historically plays against the Democrats. In 2016, Republicans won 49.13% of total congressional votes cast, but captured more than 55% of the seats. In 2014, Republicans won 57% of the seats with 52% of the vote. Number seven, voters have yet to become focused on actual voting. That is true in every election, but in the Trump era, things are different. The diet of anti-Trump news from the corporate media is so steady that it's hard to gauge what effect campaign advertising messages about peace and prosperity will have on voter sentiment as the voting nears. How many people really know the details of what's going on out there? Number eight, and this is something they can't stop, Trump is a singularly energetic campaigner. His efforts will likely move more Republicans and Republican-leaning independents to the polls. Seeing large arenas overflowing with animated Trump supporters is probably a drag on Democrats. Let me give you the peak. According to Real Clear Politics, polling average for the direction of the country is at a five-year high and has been steadily rising for the last year. The peak under Obama was in June of 2009, 5 months after he was nominated, with 45.8% of those polled saying the country was moving in the right direction. 2 years later, Obama bottomed out at 17%. On election day, it was 31%. Today, it stands at 41%. Because of Trump's unprecedented commitment to keeping those campaign promises I mentioned. For the first time in a generation, you can go and vote with enthusiasm. Feel free to ignore the polls and to go out and celebrate this American way of life by continuing that which the mainstream media hates, which is ignoring them. They hate to be ignored. You know, I was when I was talking with Dean last night. You know, I was talking about how these gun grabbers. We'll go into that article in a little bit, but how they don't understand how there isn't gun control all over the place, and that's because we ignore the media and the fact that they don't understand why we ignore the media tells you how much of a bubble and how tone deaf they are to the what's going on in the country today. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.